You know, when our God is telling us not to worry, not to fret, not to get anxious, I got news for you. We got a brain that goes in the opposite direction, and usually we end up doing probably sometimes just the opposite. So I want to go quickly to the Word. So I just want to bow your heads right now. Father, we come before you, and we want you to have your way with this Word tonight. That we will be able to acknowledge not only that we're living in the end times, Lord, but to understand that you've got a plan for these times, and it's a plan of salvation and healing for your great, greater glory, in Jesus' name. I want to take you to Matthew 24:14. We are living in the end times, and so it's important for us to understand that the signs of the end time are outlined in Scripture. Signs are for confirmation. And if we can see that which is written coming to pass now, then we know that we are living in the end of the age, and we need to get ready for the end of the age. It's going to be a great big hourglass that's going to change. I believe it's already flipped. In 2009, we had a word from the Lord through a band that just went home to be with the Lord, Wade Taylor, that in December 2009 that there was a transformation taking place and that we had entered the time of the kingdom. Now, Matthew 24 says, and this gospel, verse 14, of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and the end will come. Luke 21:28 says, now when these signs begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. So the end of what is happening is to really make us aware that there's a redemption. What is redemption? It's to redeem. It's to change and recreate what was wrong and change it. The first signs is the apostasy, the falling away from the faith as prophesied by Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. A lot of people look at that as the Antichrist. I want to declare to you that the Antichrist is the old man, or the nature of flesh, which creates a problem with you and me. When we come to Jesus, he gives us a new creation on the interior. And the old flesh tries to tear it back and bring us back down to the old way. So I don't want you to be looking for a man coming in the future. I want you to be looking at yourself and saying, let the old man of flesh die, and let the man of the Spirit, Christ Jesus within me, come to life. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Is that not a declaration that you are a new creation if Christ Jesus is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. So when we recognize that he's in us, it's a new awareness that there is hope for tomorrow. The end of the age is not something that we should be dreading. It is something that for the saints, it's going to be an awesome season of salvation and healing and deliverance on every level. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. The man of God will be controlled by his spirit. He won't be controlled by this block of wood that you got up on top of your shoulders. You're going to be controlled by the head, which is Christ Jesus in the heavens, giving directions by his spirit to your spirit, and you will overrule the flesh. Hallelujah. Now, here's another sign. Creation cries out. All of nature is groaning with birth pangs. The sign that Jesus gave us that reveals the distress of nations, Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Luke 21, are coming to pass with more intensity and frequency than ever before. Wars and rumors of war, famine, pestilence, earthquakes, the sea and waves roaring. How many saw the motorcycle that got blown all the way from Japan onto the shores of northern Canada? And they found the number plate, and guess what it said? Japan. A complete motorcycle, all intact, delivered on the shore. Pretty cool, right? Not so for the one who lost it. Not so for the one who saw what the devastation of those waves could do to an unbelieving nation. That's scary. But it is definitely something else when you realize that it took a year to clean the ocean floor, and it's not done yet. Okay? The waves of the roaring. We call these natural disasters, but in spiritual reality is the nature's groaning as a sign of its deliverance, which is coming. Now here's the solution. You got, everybody talks about the problem. How about the solution? Look at your neighbor and say, get ready for the solution. Romans 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. So what is God looking? He's saying, I've got a group of men and women that are going to be my sons. Ha-ha. Verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. It's not an accident. Verse 21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into a glorious liberty of the children of God. That's what's ahead for you. So don't go dooming and glooming over some antichrist person that might show up. If he does, fine. If he doesn't, it's still not a problem because you're dealing with the antichrist in you and me. The antichrist tries to shut down your anointing. The antichrist accuses you over and over and over and over and over and telling you you ain't got it. After all, the miracles are only available to so-and-so, or so-and-so, or so-and-so. Not for you. But the glorious victory is that God, by signs and wonders, will show you who the sons are, and who the children of light are. And they really can put a frown on the children of darkness. Okay? Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together. Until what? Until now. Did you get it? Now, now, now. Verse 23. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption and the redemption of our body. Our body will be redeemed. You say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a new creation. Jesus was sitting before Pilate, and he was going to be blown to pieces by a bunch of whippings. His body was torn from top to bottom. He was abused in every way that a man can be abused. You say, how do you know that? Because the word says he tasted every type of abuse that you could taste. And then they crucified him. They put nails in his hands and in his feet. And he died. They weren't satisfied. They sliced his heart open. Blood and water came out. He was in a tomb. And somehow, by the Holy Ghost in him,
explosion took place. A radiation so great that it recreated everything, but better than before, without blood. Because he had already given up his blood, didn't he? How do we know he didn't have any blood?
He took it to the Father.
He took it to the Father, thank you. And then he opened his scars to Thomas. So the unbelieving world will definitely be able to see that when your body is recreated, you're not going to be like you are right now. Yesterday morning, I'm having a communication with an elderly gentleman. He's about 10, 12, 15 years older than me, I'm not sure. But he's going to college. And he's getting an education. He wants to experience the world. And I've spoken to him before a few times. But yesterday was Bold Monday. I said to him, it would be nice if you would consider the eternal travel instead of this natural stuff. And he looked at me and he says, what do you mean? I said, well, eternal travel is so much cheaper. You could save your money and use it for something different. He says, I don't get it. He says, for years I didn't get it. I says, I went to school just like you, but I learned that the men and the women that are out there teaching can only teach the natural products, because that's all they know. And I could tell his wheels are turning and he says, I don't get it. I says, you will. I said, tradition tells you that you're made up of two parts, soul and body. I says, I've learned that the Word of God, because he knows I'm a preacher. The Word of God says we're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, and you can travel with your spirit. I said, there's a few of the apostles that traveled, and so have I. He says, you have? I says, yep. My first trip was 11 years old, and I went from this ugly bed that I was suffering in because I couldn't breathe. And I went over my mom and dad's bed and I watched them and I was so happy because I saw my body and the pain was all gone from my chest because I could now breathe. And you know, that was my spirit. And that's spirit travel. And I've done that more than once. He says, oh. I says, and you know what? There's no charge. I says, all you got to do is ask the boss. His name is Jesus. And if you ask the boss, I bet you he's willing to take you on a trip before you might force another issue, and that might be traveling when you're not ready. His eyes got very large. His breathing got a little short. Have a good day, sir. I expect that we will talk again. And I expect signs and wonders. Why? Because it's time to speak. It's time to prod. It's time to obey. Bow your heads. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a son under construction. You've got a plan for me, and I want it to happen. I want to see the recreation of this body in the likeness of the firstborn son. Just like Jesus I want to be. I want to be able to make breakfast for my friends. I want to enjoy good food. But I wanted an eternal body. Not one that's falling apart part-time. Do I have to have prayer all the time? I want this new body. And I'm ready to go forward with you. Complete it in me when you're ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let all creation celebrate. Because God says the saints are crying out. For everything in the earth to be transformed. That includes the animal kingdom.
things of the earth be recreated.
And all the things of the earth be recreated.
Including me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen. That's what I wrote today that needed to be given, and I pray that it changes your heart so that you can go forward.